Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. Shenemar, the pasuk said that kol shlala tikbayt el toich rechayva. All the loot of an Erahim Tachat should be gathered into the square of the city, and all the loot would be burned there. Im ein la rechov, osin la rechov. If the city does not have a square, they would make for it a square and bring the loot there and burn it over there. Haya rechov achotala, konsonoso litocho. If the square of the city was outside of the city, then what they would do is they would build a wall around the area where the square is, and they would bring the loot to the square of that city and burn the loot there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'sarafta be'esh esair v'eskol shlala kolo la'shem elokecha. The city and all of its loot should be burnt in a fire totally consumed to Hashem. Shlala v'lo shlal shamay. The loot of the city should be burnt, but not the loot that belongs to Shamayim. Mikat amru. From this pasuk we learn, ha-hekdeshos sheba yipadu. Any hekdeshos in the city, if somebody was makdish something to the Bedek Abayis to be used for the Beit HaMikdash, they should redeem it, and then the money would be used for hekdesh, and the property would be consumed. Utrumos yirkabu. If there's truma in the city, they should let it rot. We are talking about where the truma was already given to the Kohen. So now it is the property of the coin. It's not considered something that belongs to Shemayim, but we don't actually burn it, as it's not proper to burn Truma. Instead, we would let it rot. But if the Truma was not yet given to the coin, then it's considered Shlal Shemayim. We would not let it rot. Instead, it would be given to a coin from outside the city. Maaser Sheni v'Kisvei HaKodesh Yignazu. If there is Maaser Sheni, or Kisvei HaKodesh, Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, it would not be burnt. Instead, it would be put away. Kolo la'Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk says it should be consumed to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im atem osin din be'er hanidachas. Hashem says, if you judge the er hanidachas, mala ani aleichem ki'ilu atem malin ola kolo lufane. I would look at it as if you are bringing an ola that is consumed before me, as when there is din done to Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with it. It's as if an ola was brought, since the pasuk says kolo, just like the pasuk says kolo by an ola. V'haisa tel olam lo tibana od. The city should be a mound forever, never to be rebuilt. Lo tase afilu ginos upardesim divrei Rabbi Yose Haglili. The city should not be made even into gardens or orchards, according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili. It should be destroyed, never to be made into anything. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo tibana od. Rabbi Akiva said, the pasuk said it should never be rebuilt. L'kamosh haisa eino nivnes. It shouldn't be rebuilt the way it was into a city. Avonatas hi ginos upardesim. It could be made into gardens or orchards as long as they don't build houses there. Below Yitbak, Biyadcha, Ma'uma, Menacher, and the pasuk said, you should not have any benefit from the Cherim. Nobody is allowed to benefit from the property of an Er HaNidachas. Shekozman, Shaharisham, Ba'olam, Charon, Af, Ba'olam. Anytime there is Risham in the world that benefit from the Cherim, that take from an Er HaNidachas, then there is anger in the world. Avdu Risham, Mina Olam, when Risham are destroyed from the world, Nistale, Charon, Af, Mina Olam. The anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removed from the world. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Elu hein hanechnokin. The following people are chayev misas chenek. Hamake oved v'imo. Somebody who strikes his father or his mother. V'gonev nefesh me'yisrael. Somebody who kidnaps a Jewish person and sells him. V'zakein mamre al pi bezin. A dayan that rebelled against the bezin hagadol that sits in the lishkas hagadot. The Beth and HaGadol told him to paskin in a certain way, and he paskin differently. Unavi HaShekir, a false prophet, Bamisnabe, Bishem Avodah Zarah, somebody who said Nevuah in the name of an Avodah Zarah. Bahaba al Eshet Ish, somebody who is spoil a married woman. Bizomame Bas Kohen Ubala. Aiden Zomim that were made that a Bas Kohen was Mizana Tachas Bala, that the din is that a bas coin that is mizana is chayas reifa, while the person she was mizana with is not chayas reifa, he is kind of chenek. And the Eden Zomim, the Pasuk says, Vasitum lo kasher zomam lasos lach, if we do to them what they were trying to do to their brother. And in this case, they were being mechayev two different mitzvahs, Sreifa for the Bas Kohen and Chenek for the Baal. The Mishnah tells us that the Eden Zomim are chayev Chenek, not Sreifa. Hamake aviv v'imo enu chayev achi yasa behen chavura. Somebody who strikes his father or his mother is not chayev misa unless he causes a wound. Zech chaymer b'mekalel b'makeh. The following is a chumrah that mekalel aviv v'imo has, that makeh aviv v'imo does not have. Shaha mekalel la'achar misa chayev, v'ha makeh la'achar misa patur. Somebody who curses his father or his mother after their death is chayev misa anyway, but somebody who strikes his father or his mother after their death is not chayev misa. Hagonev nefesh meyitzrael eno chayev ad sheyachnisenu l'reshuto. Somebody who kidnaps a Jewish person is not chayev chenek unless he first brings the person into his property before he sells the person. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ad sheyachnisenu l'reshuto v'yishtamish bo shenemar v'his amir bo umachro. Rabbi Yehuda says you first have to bring him into your property, and then you have to force him to do some kind of service for you, and then if you sell him, you'd be chayav misa. As the pasuk says, this amir bo, that you force him to do service for you, and then you sold him. Now, the Tana Kama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you have to force him to do service for you in order to be chayav misa. As the pasuk says clearly, this amir bo. Just the Tana Kama holds that the service that he does for you doesn't have to be worth a shavah pruta, while Rabbi Yehuda holds you're only chayav misa if the service he does for you is worth a shavah pruta. Hagonev espino, somebody who kidnaps his own son and sells him, Rabbi Yishmael beno shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka machayev v'chachamim paish. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says you're chayav misa for kidnapping your own son, while the chachamim say you would be puter in this case. Ganav misha chetio eved v'chetio ben chorin, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, the Chachamim Paitra. Somebody who kidnaps a person that's half Eved Knani and half free person. As he was originally an Eved Knani that was owned by two partners, and one partner freed him and the other did not. So now he is half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you would be chayev for kidnapping him, while the Chachamim say you are Pater since he is still half Eved.